In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主圣名正道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for assembling our brothers and sisters here tonight to worship Him.
首先呢，我要感谢神，让弟兄姐妹今天晚上都能够来到会堂里敬拜神。
May the peace and joy of our Lord fill your hearts.
愿神的平安以及喜乐都能够充满在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Tonight I'm going to share with you the faith of the centurion.
那今天晚上想与各位分享的题目是百夫长的信心。
We know that Jesus performed miracles on one of the servants of this centurion.
那主耶稣呢有一次行了一个神迹，这个神迹呢是发生在百夫长他的一个仆人身上。
And this account can be found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 13.
这段经节呢是记载在马太福音书八章五到十三节。
Actually, the Gospel of Luke also records this account.
那在路加福音书中同样的也记载了这件事。
It can be found in chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 10.
这是在路加福音书七章一到十节。
You know, this story is about this centurion went out of his way to look for Jesus to help his servant.
那这段这个事迹呢是记载的，有一个百夫长呢，他走了好远的路来到耶稣那里。
Because here we are told that his servant was very ill.
因为他的仆人患了重病。
We can turn to Matthew first, chapter 8.
我们请翻开马太福音书第八章。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 6 saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented.
第六节，主啊，我的仆人害瘫痪病，躺在家里，甚是疼苦。
We know that this centurion was a man of high social standing.
我们知道这个百夫长在社会当中呢是有很高的地位。
He was well respected by many people.
他也受许多人的尊敬。
Here we find that he loved his servant so much that he was willing to plead on his behalf to ask Jesus to heal him.
但是这里记载呢，他非常的疼爱他的仆人呢，甚至呢愿意来到耶稣面前。求耶稣来医治他的仆人。
You know, Jesus saw the faith of this centurion.
那耶稣呢，就常从这个百夫长身上看见了他的信心。
We can read verse 10.
我们看第十节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 10.
马太福音书八章第十节。
And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Surely I said to you, I have not found such great faith.Not even in Israel.
第四节，耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说：“我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。”
So from the comments of Christ, it seems that his faith was exceptional.
那从主耶稣对他的这个评价当中，可以知道他的信心是非比寻常的大。
Because it was. The faith was so great that this kind of faith could not even be found in Israel.
因为他的信心大到呢，在以色列人中，主耶稣也没有遇见过。
It's like his faith superseded all the people in Israel. I mean, the chosen ones of God.
那也就是说，他的信心呢，在以色列选民当中是超过任何一个人的。
So today we are going to see why is it that his faith was so great.
那今天我们就一起来查考为什么这个他有如此大的信心。
When we look at the account in Luke,
如果我们读路加福音书的话，
We find that there are some variations here.
那发现呢这两段这个经节的记载中间有一些差异存在。
In Luke here, chapter 7,
在路加福音书的第七章
we are told that the centurion actually sent elders of the Jews to Jesus.
那这里却记载了说这个百夫长呢是差派了犹太中的几个长老去求耶稣
to ask him to come and heal his servant.
去求耶稣来救救他的仆人
So before Jesus arrived to his house,
就在耶稣来到他家之前
So he actually came out and told Jesus that he was not worthy to receive Christ.
他出来迎接耶稣，对耶稣说呢，他不配得这样子的恩典。
So when we read the account in Matthew,
那我们再读马太福音书里的记载。
We are told that it was the centurion himself who went out to look for Jesus Christ.
那马太福音的记载却是百夫长亲自的到耶稣那里来求耶稣。
So we find that there are some differences in these two accounts.
所以从这两福音书里面的记载，我们发现有不同之处。
But tonight we are not going to concern ourselves with the differences.
那今天晚上呢？对于这两者的差异，不是我们要讨论的重点。
We are going to look at the faith of the centurion.
那我们是要这专注在查考百夫长他的信心。
Now we look at Luke chapter 7.
那我们翻开路加福音书第七章。
We turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音书第七章。
Now we read first read verse 4.
我们先读第四节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 4.
路加福音书七章四节。
And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving.
四节，他们到了耶稣那里，就切切的求他说：“你给他行这事，是他所配得的。”
So the elders actually said to Jesus that this centurion deserved what he asked for.
这几位长老呢，对耶稣说：“这个百夫长是配得他所向耶稣所求的那件事。”
Meaning that in the mind of the elders, the centurion has given them a very good impression.
那也就是说，在这个长老们的心中，这个百夫长呢，对他们来说呢，是非常的。这个留下深刻的这个印象的一个人。
So everyone said that he deserved what he asked for.
那因此每个人都说他配得他所求的事情。
But when he met up with Jesus, what did he say?
但是当百夫长见到耶稣的时候，他怎么说呢？
We can read verse 6.
我们读第六节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 6.
路加福音书七章第六节。
Then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
第六节，耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说，主啊，不要劳动，因你到我舍下我不敢当。
We find that the centurion did not even think that he himself was worthy to go to Jesus either.
那从这段经节我们发现百夫长甚至觉得呢他不配亲自到耶稣那儿去。
Now put ourselves in the shoes of the centurion.
那如果我们设身处地站在百夫长的这个身上想一想。
We know that this centurion has done so much good work.
这个百夫长呢，他做了很多的善事。
He was well respected by so many people.
他也为众人所尊敬。
Everyone was talking about his good works.
许多人谈到了他所做的美事。
Now, obviously, you know, when you heard about what others is talking about you,
但如果你听到很多人怎么样的来谈论到你，
let's say all the comments are very encouraging, are very good.
举例来说。 对你的这个评价是非常好的，而且是非常正面的。
You know that surely you feel good about it.
当你听到，你心中会感觉非常的好。
But when you look at this centurion, he was very different.
但是我们看看这个百夫长，他的表现却和众人不一样。
So when he came before Jesus Christ,
当他来到耶稣面前的时候，
he felt that he was not worthy.
他觉得他不配。
This is humility before God.
这就是在神面前的一种谦卑。
When you look at this verse 8, chapter 7, verse 8.
那我们看第七章的第八节。
Here we can see that he was given with much authority and power.
那这里说到呢，他呢，被赋予许多的这个权利。
So he could instruct anyone to go and to come.
那他可以呢，这个要一个人往这儿去，或是往那儿去。
Or to do this, and the person has to do it.
当他要这个人做这件事，那个人就必须按照他的指示来做。
So he was a man of great authority.
那从这里看来，他是手中掌有权力的人。
But when he was before Christ,
当他在耶稣面前的时候，
he was very humble.
他非常的谦卑。
He felt that he was not even worthy to go to Jesus, nor to allow Jesus to come to his house.
他甚至觉得他不配去见耶稣，更不用提还要让耶稣来到他的家中。
I think this is a kind of humility that we need to have.
我想这就是我们所需要具备的一种谦卑。
Each time when we come before God,
那每一次我们来到主的面前，
or when we come to him to worship him,
那或者是来他的圣殿敬拜他的时候，
what kind of mindset have we adopted?
那我们是抱着什么样的一个心态来？
Sometimes we take things for granted.
那有时候呢，我们将这个所有的一切都视为理所当然。
Maybe we come to the church not with a heart of humility to worship God.
有时候我们来到会堂的时候，并没有带着一颗谦卑的心来敬拜神。
You know, at that time people were talking good about him.
但是当时呢，许多人对于这个百夫长都赞美有加。
But we find that he was not affected by the comments of others.
但是对于别人对他的评价，他却不为所动。
He knew that when he came before Jesus, he had to humble himself.
他知道来到耶稣跟前，他必须要谦卑。
So the lesson here is that whatever works we may have done for God,
那这里教导我们的一个教训就是，无论我们为主做的多少的工
，no matter how people speak good about us,
那也无论别人对我们的评价是如么的好
，we must always humble ourselves before God.
那在神面前，我们一定要谦卑
，this is something which is quite difficult to do.
这是一件非常难做到的事
，now look at the relationship between this centurion and his servant who was sick.
那我们来看看这个百夫长和他生病的仆人之间的关系。
We know that under him, he had many servants.
那知道在这个百夫长之下，他有许多的仆人。
But the Bible says, this servant was dear to him.
但是圣经却记载呢，这个仆人呢是他所疼爱的一个仆人。
And for that reason, he was willing to humble himself and to plead, Jesus to heal him.
正因为如此，他愿意在神面前谦卑，为了这个心爱的仆人来代求。
So today, we find that if we want to bring our friends, to the church,
今天当我们想要带我们的朋友来教会的时候，
to bring them, to Christ,
让带领他们来认识耶稣。
Actually, we need to humble ourselves as well.
那我们也必须要学习谦卑。
Humble ourselves before Jesus, to pray for our friends, so that Christ may accept them.
在耶稣面前谦卑，用这种态度来求主耶稣也能够来接纳我们所带来的朋友。
That's why we find that this man was a man of humility.
所以呢，我们发现了这个百夫长呢是一个谦卑的人。
We also see that he was a man of great love.
那我也发现他是一个充满爱心的人。
If you were a man of great authority,
那想想如果 你是个手中大有权力的人。
You have many servants under you.
在你的家中有很多的仆人。
Or maybe many people work for you.
那或许在你之下有许多人为你工作。
You are the employer and you own, you have many employees.
你是一个雇主，在你之下有许多的雇工。
If let's say one of your employees falls sick.
那比如说，其中你有一位雇工，他生病了。
Would you feel for him?
那你对他是否因为他的病而有所感伤呢？
You know, in a normal circumstance, perhaps you said, "Oh, you can go back to rest."
那或许你会对他说，那么你就这个回去休息吧。
Today you don't have to come for work.
那今天你不用来这里上班了。
But we find that here it says that this person was very dear to him.
但是这里记载的这个仆人呢，他是他所心爱的一个仆人。
Actually, when you read Luke chapter 7,
那是当我们在读路加第七章的时候
，we find that the centurion has been practicing what we call charitable deeds.
那我们发现这个百夫长呢，他也做了很多的善事。
So he has been helping others all along.
那他一直都在帮助别人。
That's why he was a man of great love.
那因此呢，他被称为是那大有爱心的人。
We can turn to Luke chapter 7.
我们可以翻开路加第七章。
And see what the elder said about him.
来看看这些长老们呢是如何的来论。到这个百夫长。
We read chapter 7, verse 5.
我们请看七章的第五节。
For he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue.
第五节，因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。
I think the statement here is very important because it tells us about who this centurion really was.
这段经节呢很重要，因为他告诉我们这个百夫长他到底是什么样的一种人。
He was a man of great love.
他是大有爱心的人。
That's why the elders say he loved their nation.
那因此呢，这个长老们才说这个百夫长他爱我们的百姓。
So for him to love his servant who was sick, was not just a coincidence.
所以因此呢，他爱他的仆人呢，不会是一个巧合。
Because he has shown love all along.
因为呢，他一直都是对别人施行爱心。
Not only that, he also helped the Jewish people build a synagogue.
那除此之外呢，他也帮助犹太人呢建造了会堂。
That's why we find that his deeds were well known.
因此呢，他的行为、他的好事为众人所皆知。
Now we turn to this Matthew chapter 8.
那我们再翻回马太福音书第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Verse 8, yeah?
第八节。
Here we find that he spoke words of faith.
第八节里面记载的呢，他凭着信心说了一句话。
We can read verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof.
第八节白夫长回答说：“主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当。
But only speak a word, and my servant will be healed.
只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。
This is a statement of faith. Yeah? He spoke words of faith.
这是大有信心才说出来的话。
But if you look at his faith here.
那如果我们看看这百夫长他这里所显现的信心。
This faith is not generated from his impulsiveness.
这个信心呢不是这个忙乱的自己想出来的。
But rather we find that this faith is the result of his love for his servant.
这个信心呢是因着他爱仆人所产生出来的。
We also see that this faith is the result of his humility before Jesus Christ.
这个信心同时也是在耶稣面前能够谦卑所产生出来的。
Because he loved his servant so much.
因为他深深的爱着他的仆人。
He wanted him to be healed.
他希望他的仆人能够得医治。
That's why he came to Jesus and said.
因此呢，他亲自的来到耶稣那里。
Only speak a word, and my servant will be healed.
他说，只要耶稣说一句话，他的仆人就必定好了。
So when we talk about faith,
当我们谈到信心的时候
faith is not just words of confidence.
那信心不单只是带着这个自信的一个言语。
Faith should come from our love.
那信心呢，更重要是出自于我们的爱心。
Come from our love for the church and for our brothers and sisters and for our fellow mankind.
因着我们对教会、对教会弟兄以及对我们认识人的一种爱。
So when we talk about faith,
当我们谈到爱的时候
faith is a sign of humility before God.
这个信心呢，就是在神面前的一种信念。
Because we know that we are nothing.
我们知道我们算不了什么。
We deserve nothing from God.
从神那里我们原来不配得什么。
So if we want to have faith in God,
那如果要对神有信心
then we must be loving and we must be humble before God and man.
在神人面前我们必须要谦卑，我们必须要有爱心。
And Jesus marveled at this person's faith.
那对于这个百夫长的信心，耶稣大大的稀奇。
That's why he said he had not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
这就是为什么耶稣会说，在以色列中我没有见过这么大的信心。
Now when you read the Matthew,
如果我们在看马太福音书
，it's like there is an additional teaching which is not found in the Gospel of Luke.
在马太福音书里面，我们可以找到在路加福音书里面无法教导我们的一些教训。
That is in verse 11 and verse 12.
这是在11节以及12节里面的记载。
After Jesus has said that, he concluded by saying that go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you in verse 13.
在13节，耶稣对百夫长说，你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全了，那使他的仆人就好了。
Now we are going to look at this passage here from, chapter 8, verse 10, verse 11 to verse 12.
那我们再看一下这个马太福音书八章十一、十二节。
Now verse 11 it says,
十一节。
And I said to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.
十一节。我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
Verse 12.
十二节。
But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
十二节，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Why did Jesus say about this?
为什么耶稣要讲到这些事呢？
Because he knew that yeah, in Israel there was none who was like the centurion.
因为他知道在以色列民中找不到像百夫长这样的人。
We know that by faith we are saved.
那我们知道我们因着信我们得拯救。
Now you can think about this if a believer is without faith.
那我们想想看，当一个信主的人却没有信心。
Can he be saved?
他能够得救吗？
Obviously, if he does not turn back to God,
很明显的，如果他不转向归向神
and to build up his faith in Christ,
在耶稣基督里建立他的信心
surely he cannot be saved.
当然，他才能够这样做才能够得救。
He cannot be saved.
他不这样子做，他这样做的话呢？他不这样子做就无法得救。
Now, so from verse 11,
所以从这十一节里头
it's like Jesus was warning the Jewish people at the time, the nation of Israel.
似乎呢，耶稣在警告这个犹太人，这以色列全民。
We know that, eventually we find that the Jewish people were cast out because they did not accept Christ.
那最后呢，发现这个犹太人，也就是以色列民呢，他们被赶到外边去，因为他们不相信耶稣基督。
They have forfeited their opportunity or their chance to sit in the kingdom of God.
那对于原本他们有机会在神的这个国度里的这个机会，他们把它放弃了。
So they were cast out.
因此呢，他们被丢到外边去。
So from here we see that because they lack faith and because they did not believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，这我们看见，因为缺少的信心，也因为他们不相信耶稣基督。
And also in their life, they could not show deeds of faith. I mean deeds of love and deeds of humility.
啊，同时在他们的行为中看不到这个爱心，看不到谦卑。
True enough, when you study the epistle written by the apostles,
如果我们看使徒所写的书信里面
，we find that many Jews actually rejected Christ.
然后发现很多犹太人呢，他们弃绝了耶稣。
So they were cast out.
那因此这些人呢就被丢弃了。
And for that reason, Paul actually grieved for them.
那为了这个原因，保罗为他们悲伤。
If you look at verse 11 carefully.
如果仔细地读这十一节
，This is a verse which is of prophecy.
那这段经节其实它就是带着预言在里头。
Because it talks about people who would come from east and west.
因为这里谈到了有很多人要从西从东而来。
From east and west.
从
东南西。
东从西来。
You know that this is the directional progress of our church.
那这就是。这个教会这个发展的一个途径
，That is from east to west，
也就是从东到西
。If you study the history of the true Jesus Church，
如果我们查考真耶稣教会的教会历史
，We know that the church first started in the east，
那我们知道教会首先是从东方建立起来
，And then it moved towards the west. The next corner that have the church is in the west.
那接着慢慢的就传到西边去。
Jesus mentioned this in the Gospel of Luke as well.
耶稣在路加福音书里面同样的也谈到了这一点。
We turn to chapter 13.
请翻开路加福音书第十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三章。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
路加福音书十三章。
We read verse 29.
29节
Gospel Luke chapter 13 verse 29 They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God.
29节从东从西从南从北将有人来在神的国里坐席。
This is the conclusion given to the teachings concerning the narrow way.
那这段经节呢就是对于当进窄门这件事的一个结论。
So on one occasion, you know, one of the disciple asked Jesus how many people would be saved.
有一个这个门徒问耶稣说，得救的人少吗？
And Jesus said that we must strive to enter by the narrow gate.
耶稣说我们要这个努力的进窄门。
And then Jesus said that we'll.There will be people from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south.
那耶稣又说，从东、从西、从南、从北。
So we find that this is the direction of the church.
那就是这个教会发展的一个方向。
So true enough, you know, today we have seen the establishment of the true church.
今天我们看见真耶稣教会建立起来。
We can look at another account in the book of Psalms.
那在诗篇，我们可以看到另外一段经节的记载。
We turn to Psalms 107.
诗篇第一百零七篇。
Psalms 107.
诗篇一百零七篇。
Now we read read from verse 2.
我们从第二节开始读起。
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
第二节，愿主的俗民说这话，就是他从敌人手中所救赎的。
Now, verse 3.
第三节。
And gathered out of the land from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south.
从各地，从东，从西，从南，从北所招聚来的。
Again, here it talks about the directional progress of the church.
这看见的这个。发展方向的一个进展图。
Because here it talks about redemption.
这里谈到了救赎。
How God is going to gather his people from the east, from the west.
神如何从东从西将他的属民聚集在一起。
Today we are very thankful to God because we have been chosen by God to sit in the kingdom of God.
今天非常感谢神的这个救赎恩典，让我们能够在神的国里坐席。
This kingdom is also shared by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那这个国度呢，同时也是以撒、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的国度。
We know that on account of the faithlessness of the Jewish people, they have been cast away.
那个犹太人他们的不信，就造成他们被丢弃在这恩典之外。
That's why today the Gentiles have come into the church.
那也就是为什么今天呢？原来那些外邦人却进入到了恩典当中。
I always said to myself.
我常常对自己这么说。
Because I was born into the church.
那我是在教会里长大的，出生的。
It's like this grace has been given to me since birth.
那从我出生之后，这个恩典呢就加诸在我身上了。
I ask myself this question.
我问我自己这个问题。
Can I remain in the kingdom of God?
我是否能够继续留在神的国度里头？
Just like the Jewish people, they were chosen by God. They were given this privilege, to be in the kingdom of God initially.
就像这个犹太人原来是这蒙神特别拣选要在神国度里的人。
Because of their faithlessness, they were cast away.
那但是因为他们不信，他们就被丢弃了。
What about me today?
那我经历的我又如何呢？
I have been in the church since birth.
那自从出生之后，我就一直待在教会。
Can I maintain this faith in Jesus Christ?
那我是否能够继续的维持在耶稣基督里的这样子的信心？
If God had cast away the original branch.
那如果耶稣将原来的枝子把它丢弃了。
If I do not show faith in my life.
那如果在我的生命当中我不能够显出信心来。
I believe he will cast me away as well.
那我相信将来耶稣一样把我给丢弃了。
So I must have love towards God, towards man.
那因此呢，我必须要爱神，同时也要爱人。
And I must be humble before God and before man.
在神与人面前，我也必须要谦卑。
This is how I can keep myself in the kingdom of God.
这就是如此做，我才能够继续的在神的国度里。
We can look at this teaching from another angle.
那我们从另外一个角度再来看看，这样的教训。
We know that the church has been commissioned to reach out to the unbelieving world.
那我们知道教会所赋予的使命呢，就是要向那不信的人传教。
This is a great commission.
那这是一个非常神圣的而且伟大的一个使命。
We know that this task has been given to you and I.
这个使命呢，交托在你我的身上。
So we must do our best to reach out to the world.
那因此呢，我们要竭力的对外来宣道。
Just like in the time of the apostle, when this commission was given, they went all out to do the task.
就像在使徒时代，他们被赋予这样的使命，他们就到各地去宣扬主的福音。
Yeah, today because I go to Africa to work.
我有机会到非洲去工作。
You know, sometimes I see that, you know, the newly baptized, you know, those who received the faith, yeah.
那我看见那些新受洗的人，他们很有信心。
You know, they go all out to preach to their friends, their relatives.
他们出去向他们的亲戚朋友们传道理。
When I compare their zeal with our zeal, you know, our zeal today.
那我将他们的热心和我们现在信徒热心做一个比较。
There is a huge gap.
那中间的差距非常的大。
You know, they seriously go all out to preach.
那他们很认真的到外面去传扬福音。
But sometimes I feel that we are a bit, I won't say lazy, a bit idle.
那有时候我想想，我们是有点懒散，有点懒惰。
Because we don't take this task very seriously.
因为对于这样托付的使命呢，我们并没有很认真的来对待。
If we maintain this kind of mentality, we can be in danger of being cast away.
如果我们这样子的心态不改的话呢，那我们就有被神抛弃的可能。
Just like the Jewish people, God cast them away.
就像主耶稣，就像神呢抛弃这些犹太人一样。
So we must at least do our best to, you know, to preach, say one friend a year.
那我们至少这一年呢要将福音传给我们其中一个朋友。
If you are a student, you can speak to one of your classmates.
那如果你是学生，你至少可以跟你一个同学传道理。
If you are in employment, then at least you can speak to one of your colleagues.
那如果你是受雇于人，你起码可以跟你的这个同事来传福音。
If you're retired, you can speak to your neighbors.
那如果你已经退休了，你可以向你的邻居来传道。
You know, God has blessed us tremendously.
那神其实很大大的祝福我们。
We should not take this blessing for granted.
那我们不要呢，将神的祝福当作理所当然。
We must not forget about the entrustment that He has given to us.
那我们也不可忘记交托在我们身上的使命。
Otherwise, we will suffer the fate of the Jewish people.
那不然的话呢，我们或许会和犹太人遭遇同样的命运。
So we hope that all of us can have the faith of the centurion.
盼望我们每一位都能够具备有像百夫长同样的信心。
This is a kind of faith that brings people to Christ.
这样子的信心呢，才能够引人来归主。
May God bless all of us.
愿主祝福每一位。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们请唱赞美诗。